Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Fundamental Ambiguity of Human Existence, comes from the audio program, The Three Commitments, with Pema Chodron. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
In this program, recorded in front of a live audience at Gampo Abbey in Nova Scotia, Pema Chodron leads a retreat on Tibetan Buddhism's three essential life instruction guides. These practical instructions have for centuries been an accepted means of letting go of confusion and fear and of taking the next step on the spiritual journey toward true liberation and joy. In this selection, Pema describes how understanding the underlying groundlessness of human life can become the beginning of a new understanding of personal freedom.
You can download the entire program, The Three Commitments, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, The Fundamental Ambiguity of Human Existence, with Pema Chodron.
So, the subject that I want to discuss is, I'm going to use a phrase that I just read in a magazine. And the phrase comes from a war correspondent. But I was so struck by it, and I was struck by his whole article, actually. It was in a magazine called The Sun, not the Shambhala Sun, but it has a lot of wonderful poems and photographs and essays in it, a monthly magazine. Part of the intention of his article was he was talking about having to acknowledge and relax and come to terms with, in a very positive sense, what he called the fundamental ambiguity of being human. And this was an expression that I really liked. The fundamental ambiguity of being human. I'm hoping that we can, each of us individually, work with this fundamental ambiguity of finding ourselves in a human incarnation. Now, another way to talk about it would be to say the fundamental uncertainty of being human. A word I have used for years is groundlessness, the fundamental groundlessness of being human. So let me say a little bit about that. This is actually talked about frequently, almost all pervasively in a way, in the Buddhist teachings, using somewhat different language, but nevertheless, it's a popular subject in Buddhism. One way it's discussed is impermanence and death. There's a lot of teachings on impermanence and death, contemplating impermanence and death, the truth of impermanence and death. So let's just start there. What does it feel like to be a human being when it's certain that things will change? And it's certain that we'll die. I was listening to some recordings just before I left retreat. Someone sent me a whole set of recordings of Eckhart Tolle. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And he's talking about how everything is always changing. And he says, and if you don't believe that, just wait. So, a meditation session is a perfect proof of it. You come in a certain mood, maybe speeding or sad, angry, agitated, worried, delighted, happy. And you can watch how the whole thing just keeps morphing in half an hour, in 45 minutes, in an hour. And at the end of 3 hours, you've been on such a roller coaster, actually, of, you know, and there are certain sessions where it's fairly permanent. You sleep through the whole thing. or you're so roiled up about something that just happened before you walked in the morning that you just can't let it go. But generally speaking, there's lots of moods and you come in feeling great, and then, you know, somewhere during the first walk or in the second sitting, you notice, because you're more conscious when you're practicing, you notice that suddenly you're very sad. And then, you know, later you're angry and so forth. So, change. And the Buddha taught this in his early teachings on the truth of suffering, and talked about how for the part of the human condition is always alternating pleasure and pain. That a description in the six realms of constant pleasure is the God realm. And that's taught that that's everybody in the human realm's dream, is constant okayness. Everything's fine. I'm not worried. People take drugs to try to attain this state. So you have the illusion that constant happiness would be the best, but it never quite happens. And that's what the Buddha said. He said, it's predictable. You could actually just chart it by writing down, you know, hour after hour, day after day, month after month, you know, pleasure and pain, what predominates, and so forth. And you notice that it's always alternating. Sometimes you feel great. Physically you don't hurt, and mentally you feel wonderful, and then it changes. And then you feel like everything is, you have a lot of physical pain or mental anguish, or you're depressed or something like this, and then it changes, and it just keeps alternating. So when I read the phrase, the fundamental ambiguity of being human, what that points to me is, what does that feel like? That you never can, like, just say, now it's going to be like this. Because whether you're conscious of it or not, it's always shifting and changing. And if that's not enough, how about the fact that you know you're going to die? Now, it doesn't get through. There's probably a very few human beings on the planet where it really penetrates that I am going to die, that you are going to die. But there's plenty of evidence that it haunts people all the time, that this life that we have, which our mind makes so solid and reliable, and the ground under our feet being predictable, there's so much evidence that it's actually not like that, that actually life is very unpredictable. And that death is certain, but when we're going to die, we have absolutely no idea. That makes it even more edgy, groundless, uncertain, ambiguous. So what I'm interested here is what it feels like to be human in terms of our given state, which is that it's ambiguous, it's uncertain, and it's groundless. Not to mention that when you meditate, you can see that the thoughts and emotions are completely shifting and changing all the time. All the molecules in your body are completely shifting. There's actually nothing that's static. When you can, it's more than accept, when you can actually embrace and relax into the dynamic quality, the non-static quality, the living dynamic quality, when you completely can let go into it and not fight against it, not struggle against it, that's called enlightenment. Total freedom. What is it freedom from? It's freedom from resisting the fundamental ambiguity of being human.